It's time for Picks Up Inside Cameron Athletics, your all-access pass to Aggie sports right here on KCCU. I'm your host, Cameron University Director of Athletics Lou Izzy, and today we're taking you behind the scenes as our Aggie teams compete in the highly competitive Lone Star Conference. You'll hear from our coaches, meet our student athletes, and get the inside scoop on everything happening Aggie athletics. It's Picks Up, and it starts now. Welcome to Aggie Country, everybody, and today we are talking Cameron tennis as we are ready to kick off our spring season, and I'm excited to be joined now by the head coach of our Cameron tennis programs, Josh Cobble, as well as two of our most exceptional players from the women's team, Jenna Gosel. Jenna is a senior from Munich, Germany, and our sophomore, super sophomore on the men's team, Lukas Janasek, who is from the Czech Republic. Welcome to the show, everyone. Let's start with the men's team first, because we played our first match over the weekend, a big 5-2 win over Southern Arkansas, a team that was in the NCAA regionals last year. So, Coach Cobble, tell us about the match yesterday and your thoughts coming out of that win.
It was a great day. Weather was great after dealing with some snow and ice for a week. It was great to be out, and so it was a great day. As you said, Southern Arkansas, always a strong team, usually one of the top teams in the GAC. And they were tough. They had a strong team top to bottom, but we came out ready to play. We off to a good start with all the doubles, and they fought back and made them all pretty tight, and we ended up getting the doubles point with Lukas and Noe taking over in the tiebreaker for the clinch for the doubles, and then Lukas again got us started with a quick singles win at number one. And. And it was really just a battle from that point on. All the rest of the matches were super tight with Tom DeBone, our freshman from France, getting the deciding win. So it was a great first day out and a good sign of the things that we get to see, hopefully going forward the rest of the spring.
And every time I walk into your office, Coach, I see all of these pictures on your walls of the many great All-Americans and championship teams you've coached here in the past. And you told me not too long ago that this year's men's team is the deepest team you've ever had here. Expand on that.
Yeah, so, every day at practice, I look at our group, and, obviously we've got, we have Lukas, who right now is ranked number 5 in the nation in singles, and he and Noe are number 12 in doubles. But, every day at practice, every set could go anyway. And, there's, even on the strong teams, we've had times where there's a gap between, maybe it's 6 and 7 and 9, 10, and 11. Right now, we're at every day we play a set. I know it's gonna be close, and I never know who's gonna win. And so, as trying to prep for a team going into the spring, you always worry about injuries. You always worry about guys maybe having ups and down times of the year, but. With a team that deep, I'm excited that we have some backup to really be able to play anybody, a lot of places in the lineup, and feel pretty confident that we're going to be able to compete well and represent Cameron really well in those matches.
Mm-hmm. So, you obviously have a lot of depth, but you have two amazing players at the top of your lineup, led by Lukas and Noe Millard. Last fall, Lukas went on an incredible run, winning the ITA South Central Regional Singles Championship. He had a great run in the national championship. As you mentioned, he's ranked number 5 in the country in singles, and Lukas and Noe are ranked number 12 in the country in doubles. What are your expectations for these two guys this year in terms of how they need to set the tone at the top of your lineup and also in terms of leadership?
Yeah, no, those guys have proven to be not just good players but great competitors. And, the expectation for our team is you can't always control your level every day, but you can control how well you can compete. And I think those guys are going to help set a good tone at the top of our lineup. As always, guys are going to show up and compete every day and always put themselves and the team in a situation to win.
And what other new players have really impressed you, through the first practices and through your first matches?
Yeah, no, we've got a lot of new players. So, we had the matches this weekend. We had Abu Bakari, transferred in from Seward County Community College, who had played a great match against Djokovic. Not the one we're probably familiar with, but a good player all the same, and lost in a tight third set in that one. at number three singles, and he and Santiago both won their doubles match together, and Santiago won a singles match at number four. Ulis at number five played a great match and won a third set super tiebreaker, and I mentioned Tom with the clinch, and we had some guys that played some extra matches as well. I'll list the entire team at this point in time, but really, you know, those are the guys that got to play this first weekend out and played really well. I think the team is really progressing well. We'll see challenge to challenge every as we go through this week as well. Mm-hmm. But really, the team has done, you know, all these new guys have done really well.
So looking ahead to the Lone Star Conference, we know we should be right there with the men's team. What other teams are going to be our biggest competition? What do you feel we need to do as we progress through the season to make our way into the NCAA tournament this year?
Yeah, no, I'm never scared of anybody, but I'm worried about everybody. But, we have UT Tyler and Lubbock Christian, which both have pretty much brought the same teams back as last year. Both made the semifinals of the national tournament. So they're definitely going to be tough to contend with, and they're both ranked in the top 10 right now from the preseason poll. Midwestern's always going to bring a good team in. And so I would say right off the bat, those are probably the three top teams on my list. But, January brings in new names and faces and a new at bat for everybody on the tennis team too. So we'll take a look and see what comes in, but we'll keep preparing for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And three big home matches this week, starting on Tuesday with Southeastern, right. Oklahoma State. Talk about those three matches and how you're approaching it with the men's squad.
Yeah, so Southeastern Oklahoma would be another Division II team. They're typically, they're kind of with Southern Arkansas, one of the better teams in the GAC every year. I think they just missed out on the regional last year. They have a new coach. New coaches, new players, they always bring in a little bit of the unexpected. So I'm sure they'll be good competitors and ready to play, but not a lot on the scouting report with them with all the newness. But they'll be tough. On Thursday, we play Cali County Community College. It's always one of the top three or four junior colleges in the nation. They'll always be tough. They'll compete well, and they always have Division I level talent, and hopefully guys we can slide in here to play with us here in the next year or two as well. And then follow that with Seward, which was also Babakari's last school, so that always brings another level of excitement, but another high-quality caliber junior college team.
So, Lucas, I'm going to turn to you. A year ago, you battled through some injuries on the court, and you only played in four matches. You went 3-1. Came back for your sophomore year, and you just exploded onto the scene. I don't think anybody was really anticipating you'd go on and win the regional, but you had an amazing run. Then you went to nationals, and you beat the number one seed in the national tournament. Talk about your progression from your freshman to your sophomore year, and why you feel you made that jump.
I think the first semester I was like getting used to stuff. Everything was new for me, and then the injury was like I was like kind of down in overall. And then the second semester I already knew what was like gonna happen, how the trainings and all the stuff works, and it was a bit easier for me, like also like mentally to be prepared for the matches and everything around it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Talk about your experience going through a very difficult draw in the ITA regional tournament, and then again in the national tournament, and what you feel you learned and gained from that experience.
It was a great experience because it was a lot of matches during like a few days, and it was great that everybody was like cheering for each other, especially later in the draw, even though it was like individual tournament. So they wouldn't have to, but the team was great. And it showed the team spirit which we had.
Great. How excited are you about this year's team and the upcoming season?
I'm pretty excited, and I think we have a lot of guys who are very, very competitive. And even the new guys, some freshmen, they adjusted like really fast. And they already kind of know how it works, cheering, how the matches works. And Yeah, they adjusted pretty quickly, and I think we have a pretty good team this year.
Great, and obviously it's an incredibly difficult conference, and getting to the NCAAs, and our ultimate goal is to make it to the national tournament in Arizona at the end of the year. What do you believe the team needs to do to win the Lone Star Conference and make it to the national tournament?
In my opinion, I think we should be consistent more. We had trouble with this, I think, last year because there was a lot of ups and downs. But this year, I think if we'll be consistent, everybody's going to be healthy. I think it's possible to make it.
Great. And tell us about your personal goals for this year. What are you trying? As you set out, obviously, you're probably going to play number one singles, if not number one, number two. You're going to be in our top doubles. What are your personal goals, especially coming off the fall? Amazing accomplishments. What do you want to achieve in the spring personally?
First of all, I would like to be healthy. And I would like to play the whole season as much as possible. Then I would like to help the team, which I couldn't last year. So I would like to help the team to push through the season and get as far as possible.
Great. Outstanding. Well, we wish you the best, and we're very much looking forward to watching you play and the guys' team, and I encourage everybody to come out and see both of our teams play, so we should be playing some really exciting tennis out there this year. So before we get to the women's team, I want to remind everyone that you can follow all of the Cameron action, as well as get player stats, player bios, updated standings, and other great content on our website at CameronAggies.com. So, Coach, I'm going to bring you back in. I know you spent a lot of time over the past year constructing the women's team. You even added it to the roster this semester in January. Tell us about your roster and how you feel this team is heading into the season.
Yeah, no, I'm still at that point where I'm still learning names, I feel like, right now with all the new people. But I'm excited about kind of a new start with the team. The last 3 or 4 years, we've had a lot of the same faces and a lot of the same names, and which brings some consistency and some development as you grow through. And when you lose a lot of players to graduation like that, it's different. And so, I really like the group we have. The energy and the enthusiasm every day of practice is probably some of the best that I've had since I've been here. And so, which tells me I've got a group that really wants to be there, that's excited about getting better and working hard, and I think they, for the most part, I think they like each other, which is a huge benefit, right? So, mm-hmm. So I'm excited about the group. We've got Jenna leading the pack right now as a returning All-American. Has been here for 4 years, and I think there's the want to finish off well, and also the glimmer of looking for the next step for her. So, she's done a great job and helping trying to navigate the new team, what it looks like to compete, and not just in the Lone Star Conference, but the top level Division II.
Yeah. So why don't you expand on Jenna, because she's coming off a big year. Even though she battled through some injuries as well, she was 13-2 in singles a year ago. And she teamed with Stacey Uspenskaya to win the 2024 ITA South Central Region Championship in doubles. She's going to be at the top of your lineup playing, number one singles. She'll be a huge part of your doubles teams at the top. Talk about not just in terms of, how she has to set the tone out there for your team. She's probably going to have to win a lot of her matches, for you guys to be successful. But what you need from her in terms of leadership.
Yeah, no, and kind of echoing the same thing with the men's side is, I think, you get to this level, the level of play is always high. And anybody can beat anybody on a given day. And so, I think that what makes Jenna successful is her ability to compete at a high level every day. Whether she's healthy or injured or feeling like she's playing well or confident or not, she always shows up, she always believes she can win, and she's always looking for that solution to the puzzle that's gonna give her the win at the end of the day, and that's what that's what I'm hoping that she can lead the team with, is that competitive spirit, that willingness to go out there and find a way to win every match, whether you're playing the way you want to play or whatever it takes to win that day. that she can bring that in and show that to all the new players on the team and foster that competitive spirit with them.
So the women's team is in a different position than the men's team. The men has a lot of proven experience, guys who've won some really big matches, and you've added, you know, some players to that. The women's team is a work in progress, right? We have to develop them as the year goes on. And we always talk about the process, right, of doing the right things every single day. What's your approach with this team and how you want to develop them as the season progresses? And what do you feel that you need to accomplish with this program over the next several weeks to prepare it for a very competitive run in the Lone Star Conference?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. You know, it's one, it's just trying to help them to understand what that looks like. The decision making, the thought process. There's a point in time in the year where your ability to hit a forehand and backhand is just what it's going to be for the rest of the year. But the fastest growth opportunity is making good choices and being able to deal with the emotions and deal with the challenges that come in with a difficult match. And so that's a lot of our focus right now is, you know, want to be as sharp as we can get. And obviously having that week off with the weather is almost like a restart. But I think that's a lot of schools are dealing with that right now too. So I think for us is that understanding what, like you said, what the standard is of playing Cameron tennis and that expectation of we're going to compete and we're going to move through every match and be ready to play every time.
Great. We always like to talk about how you really don't know what you have until you play someone else, and you guys haven't played anybody else in so far this spring. Based on what you've seen so far, as you head into your first matches this week, who are some of the new players that have really caught your eye and who you think can blossom for us?
Yeah, no. Really excited. So we've got Adele Ismagulova from Kazakhstan, she spent 2 years at Wyoming. Then last year she played number one at Northeastern Oklahoma State. So she's come in and she's playing really well. She missed the ITA in the fall from being sick. And so didn't see her a lot of competition in the fall against other players. But right now, I mean, she's proven she can play at a high level in the past. Ready to see her do that here. So looking forward to her. Alexa Garcia from Enid, Oklahoma. Super competitive, and she does it and smiles pretty much the whole time when she's doing it. So her enthusiasm and energy is, I think, helps the team, not just on court, but off the court as well. So ready to see her compete at this level. And then one of the newest one is Daniela Maldonado, transferring in. And she from Oakland City was her last school. Just is a great competitor, and you know she just plays a little bit unconventional, but she will stay on court until the lights shut off to try to get a win. So really excited to see what she's capable of doing when she gets out and plays against some other opponents.
And like the men, the women have a huge week ahead, three big matches all at home. What's your approach to those three matches with the women, and what are you trying to get out of this week?
Yeah. Trying to be physically prepared. It's a lot of tennis for our first one out, and so trying to stay healthy. So right now it's we're focused on feeling good and recovery after each match, but trying to just kind of lock in on what our lineup looks like, especially in the doubles. Missing a week, we miss some of that play. So trying to find those compatible doubles teams and kind of where everybody slides in to their spot is where we're kind of working right now. But really, it's, you know, we'll see more of that when we play somebody else besides each other.
Great. And Jenna, senior year, here we go, right? So I want to go back. So you're from Germany. Tell us your story about how you ended up coming to Cameron, why you chose Cameron.
So it was 4 years ago. I played at home. I didn't actually play that much my last year of high school just because our final exams are really hard. And then I was talking actually to a lot of schools, but Coach Cobble kind of convinced me, because with the other coaches, I didn't feel the connection that I had with him. And I really liked the part that he said it's really important for him that we feel like a family. So I think in the end, that was what made the difference for me personally. Yeah, and then my freshman year, I started at 7 and doubles number 4, I think. But then I went up to playing number 5 usually during the season. If someone is out, maybe sometimes at 4. And I was playing number 3 doubles. But compared to my first year, I think I grew a lot, and also the tennis developed a lot. So my second year I was playing singles number 2, doubles number 2, and yeah, it's just been a great journey overall.
So I always love watching you play because you're so steady and consistent, and you just grind and you just wear your opponent out, one shot after another after another. Talk about your mindset when you're on the court, you're playing a singles match, and what your approach is, how you want to attack your opponent.
Yeah, so my overall mindset is always I want to leave everything that I have on the court and try every option that I have. So depending who I play, I can play very differently. Coach has seen me winning with only playing moonball. He has seen me winning with just running to the net, trying to be as aggressive as I can. So honestly, it's always a surprise how I'm gonna play. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes a lot of girls don't like if you play slice, so I would just slice, mm-hmm. even though I don't really like to play slice, but if it's working, it's working. So yeah, I'm always trying to adjust to what my opponent doesn't like. Mm-hmm. But because I would say I'm more like an all-round player, everything is okay, but I don't have this one weapon where I would be like, this is my shot and I always win my matches like that. So it switches up depending on the opponent, I would say.
So you've battled through some injuries as well in the past. How do you feel now, and what are you doing to prepare yourself for your first matches?
Yeah, so because my injuries are nothing new, I do my rehab every day, obviously, and I'm really excited to start the matches soon, especially now with our new team, a lot of new players. And I'm just trying to stay on top of everything, see how my body feels, go to the trainers, do a lot of recovery in general.
Mm-hmm. So You've played on a few teams in the past where you've had a lot of returning players, you know, and so you've come back with that experience, and you mentioned the new players. How do you feel about this year's team so far and the way they're progressing heading into the first matches?
I really love our team spirit. I feel like everyone wants to be on the court and give their 100%. And what is also really nice is that we have a very solid base of like 7-8 players, so if one person is out, it doesn't mean that the lineup is gonna change that much, just because everyone is kind of on the same level. And then I'm just really excited to see the people actually playing matches and team matches, because most of them I haven't seen playing like in a team match. So yeah, really excited for that.
That's great. And what are your personal goals for this season?
First of all, enjoy my last semester. I would like to try and see how far I can go, maybe with singles ranking, as I've been ranked high in doubles, but singles I've been ranked, but not crazy high, I would say. And then just for the team to have a great season, great support, and that we have like lots of fun and actually enjoy playing mm-hmm. every time.
Great. And I'm going to ask both you and Lucas this question. So you're two different teams, right? But you're really one big family. Tennis team, you guys practice at the same time. You travel together. You see each other play matches. So talk about the camaraderie between the two programs, the men's team and the women's team.
So I think it's really important for us to have each other, especially during practices the guys are always full of energy and they help us girls sometimes to bring the same energy on the court. And especially in matches, if one of us is done earlier than the other team, or the men, they have a couple of matches less, we always come out, cheer for each other, and the overall support I think that we can give each other means a lot to us. And sometimes it even helps if you know more people maybe from your country or similar culture that can help you adjust.
Right. Lucas?
Yeah, I think it's important, and when you are feeling like comfortable around each other, it helps like play where an environment is better in general. And then of course, like supporting the others, either it's the boys supporting a girls team on girls supporting boys is good, because the more people they are cheering for you, the better it is, and it can like pump you up even though you are not playing well, for example, and it just helps the relations in general.
Great. And coach, I'm going to bring you back in here. You wear two hats in our department. Obviously, you're the head coach of the two teams, the men's and women's tennis team. You also serve as assistant director of athletics for administration. And but I want to ask you, there's been a lot of changes happening within the athletics department over the last year. A lot of facility upgrades, a lot of positive movement. From a coach's perspective, what's your take on that? How do you feel about it?
You know, I don't think it's there's ever been a better time to be an Aggie and to be trying to move a team forward, and to see the growth of what we're doing is it's not just encouraging, but it's a spark. And you know, I think it you know, from coaches, I think, you know, at least for me, it's I feel like there's always another opportunity for us to take another step forward when we have some new resources and new tools, and everything is fresh and exciting, and there's just a new enthusiasm around campus. Mm-hmm. And so I think that just it gives us an idea to kind of start going back to dreaming what could be, and not just trying to figure out what we've had to try to add a little bit to what we've done in the past. So. Mm-hmm. It's a really good time, a really exciting opportunity to be here right now and focus on being successful.
Yeah, that's great. And I know we've done some work at the tennis facility. We resurfaced the courts this year. The color looks great. And we're hoping, as you know, you and I have spoken about adding cameras down there so that we can broadcast our games, so that you know, the families can watch, you know, the players play, and then, you know, maybe upgrading our sound system too. What would that mean to your program?
Oh, it's great. I mean, you know, obviously with a lot of international students, their opportunity to play, to their families and friends to watch them play is over a computer. So, you know, I'd love to have them on campus, and that's just not a reality all the time. So that's a huge deal. But then also the coaching tools and resources that come with having video without trying to set up a recording every day is a huge thing. So. And then just, you know, the sound system, obviously it adds to the game and practice environment. So, you know, just one more step of the, how do we not only, take a step ahead, but, you know, we just improve the experience of our student athletes and the community when they come to watch a game and, you know, come play on the courts themselves.
Well, I want to wish all of you the very best this year. I know we're going to have a super season on both sides, and can't wait to get out to the courts and see some great tennis action. So please come out and join me. We'd love to support our men's and women's tennis program. Well, that's it for this edition of Picks Up Inside Cameron Athletics. A big thank you to Coach Cobble and his star players, Jenner and Lucas, and thanks to all of you for joining us today on KCCU and wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next month, and until then, stay loud, stay proud, and as always, picks up, go Aggies.